Well, hello, everyone. Mr. Franks asked that I cover this week's In Accord to give you the latest update on the news of the portion of the work done here from headquarters. By the time this edition of In Accord is posted, almost one full month will have elapsed since we all celebrated the last great day together back on October 14th. In a recent teen podcast, Mr. John Pennelly spoke to the teens about PFL, his initials for Post-Feast Letdown. In that podcast, he advised the teens on how to deal with this malady. And how if you are feeling a bit of what Mr. Pennelly addressed, PFL, Post-Feast Letdown, we have some good medicine for you. Feast sermons. Feast sermons from this year's Feast of Tabernacles and Last Great Day are now posted on our websites. Sermons from Branson, Kohala Coast, Lancaster, Myrtle Beach, New Braunfels, Orange Beach, and Seaside are all up and available to listen. You can get to these sermons in a couple of different ways. First, on the Kagwa mobile app, open it up and start by clicking on the hamburger menu. In case you're not familiar with that, the hamburger menu is the three horizontal lines up in the top left corner. Then scroll down onto Kagwa sites. Finally, tap on the familiar Feast of Tabernacles icon, and it will present the various sites and their sermons. Now, if you're using your computer, go to the Kagwa members site and just scroll to the bottom of the page. Then click on that familiar Feast of Tabernacles icon, and this brings you to the library of feast sermons where you can choose one of the sermons listed on that page or choose specifically to search by festival site. There are at least two more ways to get to the page, but I'd suggest going for one of those easy ways that we've just described. Taking one of these sermons a day should be good medicine for PFL, or Post-Feast Letdown. And by the way, if you'd like to listen to Mr. Pennelly's podcast about PFL, just go to the teen website, choose podcast, and scroll down to find his edition. Now on to a second announcement. Winter Family Weekend registration is now open. In the Kagwa mobile app, open it up and again click the hamburger menu, scroll down to click on Kagwa sites, tap on the WFW icon, and it takes you to the Winter Family Weekend page for general information. Then tap the hamburger menu there in the center of the page, and that will take you to the various pages to register, to make your hotel reservations, as well as give you a host of other information such as the schedule. Now, if you're using your computer, go to the Kagwa members page, and again, scroll down to the bottom, click on the WFW icon, and follow through the same procedure. Instead of a hamburger menu, tabs across the top of the page will take you to all the information that you need. As of this morning, several hundred had already registered for the Winter Family Weekend. Now, for those who are unable to attend in person, the Sabbath service at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as the Friday evening Bible study and the Sabbath morning seminars, will all be webcast, so you'll be able to tune in to those as well. Well, now a word about Foundation Institute applications. At this point, we've just about 4 weeks of classes left in the first semester of this year's FI class. Yet it's fitting to announce that we are now accepting applications for the 2026-2027 school year at FI. We'd like to encourage anyone who would like to apply to do so online at the Foundation Institute website. FI is an awesome place to come after one has finished high school so that they can strengthen their spiritual foundation before heading off to university or into the world of work. Mr. David Johnson mentioned that we are planning to conduct interviews at the Winter Family Weekend for those who will have applied by that time. Now, as long as we're mentioning things about young adults, I wanted to mention that after a very successful young adult leadership weekend this past September, we're already in the planning stages for Young Adult Leadership Weekend 2026, which will take place over the Labor Day weekend of September 4th through 7th, 2026. While that date is only a week before the Feast of Trumpets, we're convinced that attendance will again increase this year. So young adults, mark your calendars for September 4 through 7 next year for our next national Young Adult Leadership Weekend. Now here at the office, dirt work, as it is called, continues on our property just to the north of our current building. Mr. Franks and his headquarters team meet with the builders, architects, and designers each week to discuss progress and to make the necessary decisions that come up along the way. Even though it will be many months before the building is completed, each step of progress is certainly nice to see. We hope soon that concrete pouring can begin. And just as a side note, our contract with the builders stipulates that no work be done on the site on Sabbaths or holy days. Now on to report on the various conferences that have gone on or are about to commence here at the office. As Mr. Kylo mentioned in last week's In Accord, we recently hosted our camp directors and their wives for 2.5 days of meetings. There were a total of 10 camp directors and their wives present for the meetings. During this time, we review each of the camps, citing what went well, what didn't go so well, and ways that we might be able to improve each camp. The sharing of ideas between directors is one of the valuable parts of the conference. I thought it might be helpful to share with you some of the agenda items we cover during the conference and why they're important. First, as President, Mr. Franks addresses the group to give us direction and encouragement. This leads then into our theme discussion, which sets the framework for the coming year of camps. The theme that the camp team settled on for 2026 is this: build on the right foundation. We trust that this is going to be an excellent theme on which to craft an excellent spiritual and physical experience for our young people. Now, also covered during the conference are our survey results, and I'd like to read a few of them for you. Mr. Trabig, our National Camp Coordinator, puts together a report for all of us that covers some of these things. And here are a few selected camper comments from this past year. I want to stay involved in church activities and give back to the community. Another camper said this: I believe I've reaped the benefits of camp. Now it's my turn to serve. Another one said, I want to serve and stay involved in the church. And then one other, I want to provide others the same joy I have had. And how about this comment? For years, I've told my parents that camp is the best week of the year for me. It still is. Thank you. And this one as well. This year was quite an inspiring year for my spiritual growth and understanding. It was a great year. And then the last one, thank you to all the staff and CYC for this adventure. So those are just a few of the camper comments. And now, how about a few comments from our parents of campers? One parent wrote this: each year, I feel my daughter is growing in her Christian journey. She asks more questions, and I can tell the Christian living classes and conversations with counselors and dorm parents are having a positive impact on her. That's good to read. One other one: this year, In particular, my son was not looking forward to going to teen camp for the first time. However, he came back raving about how awesome it was, and I could see the confidence it had built in him. He was more interested in studying his Bible on his own at home as well. So those are just a few of the general comments that we receive about camp during the survey results that we have the chance to read. So it shows camp is having the kind of impact that we really desire. Now, other things that we covered during the camp conference is a detailed financial report. What did we spend, and what did we spend those finances on? And are there ways to conserve those finances for the future? We also talk about scholarships, how many scholarships were given, whom they were given to, and the purposes behind them. We also describe new director training, going over what does a new director need to be trained in so that they can be successful as they take the baton of overseeing one of our various camps. We also talk about service projects. What service projects are we able to do during the camp time? How can the campers return to the camp itself or to those outside the camp community as well? We discuss health care such as nursing, insurance issues. We even go through legal issues that could impact our camps. And as a part of the entire camp program and the conference, we have an educational session. This year, our educational session was on social and emotional learning and how to make that a more effective part of our camp program. Then during the conference, one other time, we have a dinner at our home. We really enjoy having all the camp directors and their wives over for a really enjoyable evening of food and fellowship. Now, camp dates are set for 2026 and will be available shortly on the camp webpage. Now, that takes care of our camp conference. Coming up next week, then, will be our Feast Coordinators Conference. The Feast Coordinators every year are brought in here to headquarters to do much the same as we do with the camp team coordinators. And that is, we discuss what went well last year, what needs to be improved for the next year. We talk about site selection. We talk about budgets. We talk about legal issues. We talk about insurance issues. Much of the same kinds of things that help make our camp program so successful are mirrored in the Feast program as well. So starting on Monday, we'll have 2 days of Feast Coordinators meetings as well. But we'd appreciate your prayers for each of those conferences. Now, last but not least, we have one other conference. It's not held here at the office, but it will actually be held in Louisville, Kentucky, and run concurrently with the Winter Family Weekend. And that conference is for all of our music team. We have a team of individuals that every year is responsible for providing special music at our various feast sites. So our special music coordinators for the feast are all brought together every other year, and we discuss music. We talk about how to organize music, how to encourage participation, acceptable kinds of music. So all those things will be covered at our Feast Team Conference that will take place at the end of the year. Well, as you can see, there are many things going on that make this an exciting time to be a part of the work of God. Never ceases to amaze me that each part of the work fulfills an important role, and to see them all function together is very inspiring. Seeing church members faithfully working on their conversion, serving and caring for one another, seeing pastors and their wives faithfully and tirelessly serving the brethren in the various congregations in the U.S. and around the world, teaching the truth, encouraging the brethren, seeing headquarters personnel carrying out their various responsibilities to preach the gospel to the world and to serve the church, all working in harmony and in unity. It is both uplifting and inspiring. And for me, it proves the truth of what we read in Ephesians 4, verses 15 to 17. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And I think we see that as the work of God continues today. Well, that will do it for this update from headquarters. Next week, Britt Taylor, our Kagwa Church treasurer, is on the schedule to give us a budget and income report from headquarters. So goodbye for now, and have a wonderful Sabbath.